You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Medicare for ordinary folks or ordinary people. And you might have heard, my mother used to quote it all the time, Will Rogers said that God must have really loved ordinary people because he made so many of them, which I think is so true. And you know, when it comes to Medicare, it seems really, really complicated. And you know, for me, it's not easy to admit that I don't know something. You know, I always want to be the expert, especially when, you know, on the radio, when you hate to, you know, show the world that you don't know nothing. But, you know, it's interesting to me that when God made the alphabet, like ordinary people, he in the Hebrew alphabet, there are three letters that are very distinctively meant to show humility. And they're the Relish and the Dalet and the Nun. But of those three, the one that fascinates me is the one that's the Nun. And there's one of them there that there's two different forms of that letter. One of them shows humility, that it's been over on both ends, and it shows this person, you know, that was fairly humble. But then there's another one that stands sort of erect and actually goes below the line. It gets the lowest letter in the Hebrew alphabet because you kind of dip into evil when you begin to believe that you know something that you don't know. And it's most illustrated actually with the Pharaoh, because God was saying, when are you going to humble yourself? Well, if you go look at that word humble in Hebrew, you're going to see that Nun way below the line. Like, you know, Pharaoh is proud, like he knows something that, you know, he got a real education. You could say, you know, Pharaoh got an education. There's no doubt about that. But the interesting thing is that in order to find out stuff about Medicare, right, Hans, we got to admit to begin with that probably some of what we know is misinformation and clearly not helpful to, you know, making some good decisions. So if we can get really, really basic, as we're entering into, I'm sure right now people are hearing commercials and the insurance company's got their plan out there.
Well, you know, I take in a lot of new clients. I mean, I'm perhaps the first person that talks to them or the second person that talks to them when they're just on the way into becoming a client. And a lot of our clients meet us through Medicare. So that's the first thing we're serving them with. And just something that strikes me is just about all of them come to me and they tell me some things that they believe about Medicare. And they're usually part right, but part wrong. I mean, and they're just hearsay. And they've usually, their source of their information is not the government, or it's not some book, or it's not some seminar, but it's hearsay that they have picked up from somebody else that has limited knowledge about Medicare, like, which, that's how we buy things in the United States of America. That's probably how you buy things, is you ask your friends and what their experience is with this, that, or the other thing. And so there's nothing wrong with that. But it starts people off many times in just kind of the wrong place. So they'll throw all this stuff at me, and I listen to it. And sometimes it's correct, but many times it's off base. And so they're throwing that in there as a way to really kind of making a request. When you do your plan for me or you quote this price, you know, I heard this and I heard that and I think this is fact, and so make sure that my plan that you recommend addresses this, that, or the other thing. And it becomes real clear to me that a lot of folks, or a lot of ordinary people, as we're saying, which are most of our clients, they're really with their Medicare and their knowledge of Medicare and how they're receiving their Medicare, they're not real clear of like where they are on this complex board of options.
Not only where they are, but when they are. Because you're right.
Yeah, right. I mean,
it's like, well, isn't there an open enrollment thing? And don't I have to do this at a certain time? And don't I have to meet these requirements? And so there is a sense of shame almost, like, wow, I needed to be doing something about this, and I just don't feel like I've got all the information in order to make a decision.
If you're going to use a map, like an old-style map that nobody uses anymore, the first step on the map is to figure out where you are at this point in time on the map.
Right.
And so, then the next thing you want to identify is where you're trying to get to, okay? And then if you got that, you got those two points.
Man, you're taking us way back. that was the basic idea behind navigation.
My dad was a sales executive with an insurance company way back when I was a kid, okay? And so I've been in this business a long time, but my dad used to sit co-pilot with the company pilot. So those two guys are up there flying the plane, and I was in the back, just in the seat, which is pretty close to the cockpit, drinking all the Cokes and eating all the candy bars that I could and looking out the window and watching them. And what I realized is this pilot, he would dip down and read the water towers. We're out in the Midwest to find out where he was. And a lot of times they'd have me read it because I had better eyes than they did. It's kind of a scary story, but... This is so true with Medicare. Tell you a little bit about my childhood. Okay, it's dipping down.
So, I'm thinking with my Medicare, it's time to dip down out of the clouds and read the water tower.
Yeah, well, you need to figure out where you are on the map, or you need to let me do it for you. And so the analogy there is I just find, and especially during this season, is you got all these Medicare Advantage ads. And boy, they start, and they get a lot, they pump a lot into that 60 seconds, okay? And they get all the words up on the screen. And they all make sense to me because I know what the story is behind the story. But I just try to put myself in the people that are watching this, which are all of you listeners, and it's like, what in the world are they talking about? And they're talking to you like you already have a Medicare Advantage plan and that you understand you have a Medicare Advantage plan, and they're just showing you one option of theirs, and that might not even apply to you. And then if you call up that 800 number, they're just going to start enrolling you in that plan and explaining the benefits. And so some of this is just brought on by the messaging. So what we'd like to do today, if we do nothing else, is to try to give you a little framework to understand where you are on the map right now. Is that where you're
down.
Sitting?
Time to read the water tower.
Work for us. Then we go to the compass.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So what are some ways that I can know where I am at? Okay.
Well, and what we do with a lot of our customers, and one of my associates in here was just explaining this to me, what I do and what my other associates do is we ask them little questions like, are you paying a premium every month? And who is it to? Like, is it to Mutual of Omaha? Or is it to Aetna? Or is it, and how much is that premium? Because if you're paying $100 to $200 a month to an insurance company and it's you name off one of those that sells Medicare supplements, you're probably on original Medicare right now. You probably have private Medicare supplement insurance. If you don't have a premium or it's a small premium, like
small 20, meaning
20, 30 bucks a month, 40 bucks a month, this isn't absolute, but it's a pretty good guide. If you have no premium that you have to pay monthly, if it's just like free, there's a pretty good chance you got a Medicare Advantage plan. You're already on one now, okay? And you can get that little card out of your pocket. It's all you listeners, when you pull, please pull over before you do this, but you get your wallet out and you get out your little card, and if it says United Healthcare or Humana or Aetna or Cigna or Blue Cross Blue Shield, and then it still could be a Medicare supplement, but if you're not paying much in premium, and then it has a bunch of co-payments and different things on there. That's a good thing to have out when you call me, but you could just look at that. you need to figure out whether you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, which is getting your Medicare privately from an insurance company, or if you're on original Medicare and a supplement. And I'm telling you, a lot of people that call us don't know which track they're on. And you're on either the original Medicare track, you got Part A and Part B, and most likely have a private supplement, and then you got a separate Part D plan for drugs.
And so they'd be making a payment. So if I am following you as I dip down, you know, to read my water tower here, and so I'm paying, say, $180 a month to Aetna, and I have another thing that I'm doing for my drug plan that's like $160. How much is a drug plan?
$20 a month.
I got another one that, so I'm paying $100 and something over here, and I got another one that's $20 or $30 a month. So I'm probably on original Medicare,
right?
And I also have a Plan D that's helping me with copays, et cetera, on my prescription medication.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that's one whole side. That's original Medicare. And it really means you're not on Medicare Advantage. Okay. And it's really important to know which side you're on, because if you start processing all this information that comes at you and you got this limited period to do something about it, if you don't even know where you're starting on the map, it's going to be extra confusing to you, okay?
Really?
So that's the very first thing. Is anybody listening?
So if I'm in that place where, you know, I've got a Medicare supplement, I can tell I'm making a payment to $140, $200 a month to Aetna, and I'm playing a drug card plan slash prescription medication for like $20 or $30, then the open enrollment period doesn't have anything to do with me, right?
It does, kind of.
On the prescription.
Yeah, and we don't want to get into all that because we're still trying to put a bunch of people on the map. We're going to get up in the second part of the show here. We're going to get into, like, once we figure out where you are, and depending on where that is, then we're going to tell you the next step. But I think it'll be an accomplishment on this show if we can just position people first. And if we can give them a framework to get them positioned, and you can just give me a call, cardinalguide.com, two words put together.com. I'm Hans Scheil. We work all of 50 states in the District of Columbia. We do this stuff by phone. You can go on the website. You can send me a message. Our phone number's on there. You can reach me a whole bunch of ways. You can get my books, but I'll be more than happy to sit down with anybody that's confused, or your parents. If you got these questions with your parents, or your parents have these questions, we can get on the phone and we can at least get to this point.
All right. Well, we're going to be right back with more on, you know, Medicare for ordinary people.
Thanks.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. This is brought to you, by the way, by CardinalGuide.com. Today's show is Medicare for ordinary people. As we talked about Will Rogers' quote that, you know, God must have loved ordinary people because he made so many of them. And we were talking a little bit about the difference in the nuns. Like, there is a upright nun, and that would be Pharaoh, who is standing up like he knows everything. And interestingly, they say that Moses was one of the most humble men. When you picture this scene between Pharaoh and Moses. Now, how would you like to try to sell Pharaoh anything versus, you know, trying to explain Medicare to Moses? Because Moses is going to be paying attention because I don't know what in the world. And there you go. That, you know, that position is kind of where God wanted.
It takes some humility to understand this.
Right.
And I just... It does, and once we get there, so It's kind of like, what in the world's going on with this whole season, October 15th to December 7th? And a lot of people can't name it. Like, I mean, they just know it's in the fall. And I got all these commercials coming at them, people calling them, their friends, they're inviting them to seminars down at the church. And it's just kind of nonstop. And most of those things that are coming at you is just one plan over in the Medicare Advantage area. They're, you know, you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. And they might be correct about that, but you don't have to make a decision to buy their plan. And you certainly don't need to do that without all the facts. And with the facts that I need to use, you need to find your right place on the map. So let me just lay this out quickly. Medicare has four parts to it. It's got Part A, which is your hospital coverage, and Part B, which is your doctor or outpatient medical coverage. Two parts. Everybody that's on Medicare is on Part A and Part B. Okay? It's called Original Medicare. Many people have chosen to go on a Part C plan, and all Part C is you're receiving your Part A and your Part B. You're electing to receive it from a private insurance company. So it's like the government outsourcing you to Humana or United Healthcare or Cigna or Blue Cross or somebody by your election. And so you're now, instead of getting your claims paid directly by the government, you're going to receive services through that private insurance plan.
And that's Medicare Advantage.
That's Medicare Advantage.
Which is not necessarily an advantage.
Well, I mean, that's just that's going to be for you to decide. But we're just trying to find you. So those of you that have made that election in the past, you're already there. You're over on a Part C plan. And by the way, most Part C plans already include a Part D. So if you're on a Medicare Part C, you've outsourced your stuff, you've made that decision in the past, and you're there, then you're on all four parts of Medicare. You're on A, B, C, and then it includes D. Now, that's about half the people that are on Medicare are on those Medicare Advantage, a little short of half, but about half. The other half, or a little more than half, are on Original Medicare. So they've never messed with C. They've got A and they've got B, and they get their Medicare directly from the government.
Right.
And most of them have purchased a separate Medicare supplement policy. That's what we offer, and that's what we sell here at Cardinal. We also could help you move from Original Medicare Part A and Part B over to a Part C plan. So we sell them as well. So we can take you all around the map. We can get you to any place you want to go, and we also represent several different Part C plans or Medicare Advantage. So if you're already on one of those, but you want to consider some others, now's the time to do it. That's what the open enrollment is all about. So if you've been on one, whatever one you pick, you got to stay there all year.
So once I understood this, you know, just as a private consumer, you know, which I, you know, from my perspective, it sounds like it kind of comes down to whether you're on Part A and Part B, Original Medicare, or you're on Medicare Advantage, you're dealing with the government versus dealing with an insurance company, right? And my experience in dealing with insurance companies for medical purposes is that they have networks.
They do. And that's how they're able to offer more benefits than Original Medicare has.
So by holding you to these
networks,
you know, networks,
and then managing the care, and then they offer some other stuff that looks real attractive, especially to healthy people.
And you know, by my actual own experience with my mother-in-law, who has a Medicare Advantage plan, and oh boy, do I wish she didn't. You know, when all of a sudden the ox was in the ditch and we needed help, and we couldn't find anybody in. You know,
sure. So now she has an opportunity from October 15th to December 7th, if she wanted to reverse that decision and go back to Original Medicare, she can do that. And then she would most likely need to buy two things. She would need to buy a Medicare supplement policy to supplement Original Medicare, and then she would need to buy a separate Part D plan.
Yeah, when I compare the two, because my father had original Medicare, which was Part A, Part B, and he had a supplement through Blue Cross Blue Shield. And I mean, oh my gosh, I mean, his hospital bills near the end of his life, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And all that. And there was never a question like, is this in system or out of system, or can we fit, you know, we never struggled, even though he lived out in the rural county of, you know, Rockingham.
Well, here's the deal is, you're always, if you can afford the Medicare supplement premium and you can qualify for one, typically that's going to be the better route to go, is to have original Medicare, no networks, Part A, Part B, a supplemental policy, and a separate Part D plan. Now, there are people that don't want to pay the Medicare supplement, or they can't afford it, or some combination of the two, or they like all the separate benefits. They can get a gym membership, and you can get some things that discounts at CVS or Walgreens or something. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of stuff that comes along with those. If those are all attractive and you want to get one of these, well, now we know where you are on the map. First of all, if you're there, we know we've found you and you're with Humana. Then you still have some options, as you could say, you know what? I'm with Humana, but I'd like to look at what UnitedHealthcare has, and I'd like to look at what WellCare has, and I'd like to look at what Cigna has. I mean, you just, and we can do that for you.
So, from your experience with those different companies, they have different sizes of their networks, and some of them are probably better in certain areas than other, or
yeah,
is
and,
it not that?
Better is one of those words that they really, boy, I just, you know, saying one of them is better than the other, how about if we just say they're different? Okay? And, you know, like if you lived here in Durham and you wanted to go to Duke, there's going to be some of them that are going to put you at Duke, and there's other ones that you can't go to the doctors at Duke. You got to go to UNC or whatever. If you're in Charlotte, I mean, it's the same thing where they, you know, so they're all going to have different doctor networks. They're going to have different deductibles, different co-payments. They got so there's a lot of variations. But if we could sit down with you and look at those things, now there's a lot of folks that are already on original Medicare and a supplement, and they think they can only change their supplement during October 15th to December 7th, and that's just not correct. You can change your Medicare supplement policy any time of year. So you change that in June, you can change it in April, you could change it twice during the year. And just a note, those policies are identical by law from company to company. So if you're on a Medicare supplement and you're paying $200 a month, you might want to give us a call. We might be able to get you the same thing through a different company for $100 a month or $120 a month. We do it all the time. So the government at least tried to simplify that by their making all the companies sell identical policies.
But again, this stuff is clearly laid out for you in both the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook, which are available at the website, which is cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal, cardinalguide.com, and then you go to the Seven Worries tab. Today's show is Medicare, so there you can just, you know, download a PDF of this chapter, which outlines all this information, or, you know, you can just order the book from Amazon, or you can email John and order the book. But one other time constraint that I think we would be remiss if we didn't, in our, you know, Medicare for ordinary folks, ordinary people, is if you're turning 65, you do have another deadline you really need to pay attention to.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be based upon the month that you turn 65. So this doesn't apply to you this season. You got a different season. So starting 3 months before your 65th birthday, then the month of your 65th birthday, and a little bit of time after that, but you'll be without Medicare. I mean, it's just so approaching Medicare, let's just say within 90 days, there's some things you can do within 6 months. You've got a different moving timeline depending on when your birthday is. And you can have all of these options. So that's your starting point with Medicare. So that's different than the annual enrollment period. There's also special enrollment periods throughout the year when you move, you're able to change your Medicare decisions, different things that can cause that throughout the year. So that it's not hard and fast October 15th to December 7th. That's just for most ordinary folk.
Yeah, well, it's critical stuff. So, again, we hope that we, you know, made this simple, that we dip down below the clouds for a minute and take a look at your water tower and gave you an idea where you are, even if you're coming into your 65th birthday. You know, it's there's a penalty involved if you don't, you know.
Oh, sure.
If you don't, you know, sign up for it within that time frame. So all those things are reasons, in my opinion, that is well worth the time to go to cardinalguide.com and download those so that you can get more information, or just simply call Hans. And believe me, they would be delighted to walk you through that and show you, you know, some really amazing options, because this is really good stuff. I mean, it's complicated and it's difficult, but, you know,
Not for us.
In its own way, it's manna, you know, when you need it.
We research it. And most people that are on Medicare are very happy, especially Original Medicare. We have a lot of very satisfied clients. We haven't dug too deep into any of the issues, just trying to get people on the right place on the map. But I'm going to tell you, the books, and individually, and throughout the year on the radio show, we're going to take all of these subtopics and really drill down and get in and help you with some decision making.
Thanks, so, Hans.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.